Verse letter to Brian Waller Proctor, March 1826. Today a truant from the odd old bones and wines of flesh, which, as tamed rocks and stones, piled cavernously make his body's dwelling, have housed man's soul. There, where time's billows swelling make a deep, ghostly and invisible sea of melted worlds antediluvially upon the sand of ever-crumbling hours, God-founded, stands the castle, all its towers with veiny tendrils ivied. This bright day, I leave its chambers and with oars away seek some enchanted island where to play. And what do you, that in the enchantment dwell, and should be raving ever, a wild swell of passionate life rolling about the world, now sun-sucked to the clouds, dashed on the cold, leaf-hidden daisies, an incarnate storm letting the sun through on the meadows yellow, or anything except that earthy fellow, that wise dog's brother, man? Oh, shame to tell. Make tea in Circe's cup, boil the cool well, the well Pierian, which no bird dare sip but nightingales. There let kettles dip, who write their simpering sonnets to its song, and walk on Sundays in Parnassus Park. Take thy example from the sunny lark, throw off the mantle which conceals the soul, the many-sitted world, and seek thy goal straight as a sun-starbeam falls. Creep not nor climb as they who place their topmost of sublime on some peak of this planet pitifully. Dart eagle-wise with open wings and fly until you meet the gods. Thus counsel I the men who can but tremble to be great. Cursed be the fool who taught to hesitate and to regret time lost most bitterly. And thus I write, and I dare write to thee, fearing that still, as you were wont to do, you feed and fear some asinine review. Let Jaggernaut roll on, and we, whose sires blooded his wheels and prayed around his fires, laugh at the leaden ass in the god's skin. Example follows precept. I have been giving some negro minutes of the night, freed from the slavery of my ruling sprite, Anatomy the Grim, to a new story in whose satiric pathos we will glory. In it, despair has married wildest mirth, and to their wedding banquet all the earth is bade to bring its enmities and loves, triumphs and horrors. You shall see the doves billing with quiet joy, and all the while their nests the skull of some old king of Nile. But he who fills the cups and makes the jest, pipes to the dancers, is the fool of the feast. Who's he? I've dug him up and decked him trim, and made a mark, a fool, a slave of him who was the planet's tyrant, dotard death, man's hate and dread. Not with a stoical breath to meet him like Augustus standing up, nor with grave sores to season the cold cup like the philosopher, nor yet to hail his coming with a verse or jesting tale as Adrian did and more. But of his night, his moony ghostliness and silent might, to rob him, to uncypress him in the light, to unmask all his secrets, make him play Momus or wine by torchlight, is the way to conquer him and kill. And from the day, spurned, hissed and hooted, send him back again, an unmasked braggart to his bankrupt den. For death is more a jest than life. You see, contempt grows quick from familiarity. I owe this wisdom to anatomy. Your muse is younger in her soul than mine. Oh, feed her still on woman's smiles and wine, and give the world a tender song once more, for all the good can love and can adore, whilst human, fair and gentle. Few, I know, can bear to sit at my board when I show the wretchedness and folly of man's all and laugh myself right heartily. Your call is higher and more human. I will do unsociably my part and still be true to my own soul, but e'er admire you and own that you have nature's kindest trust, her weak and dear to nourish, that I must. Then fare as you deserve it well, and live in the calm feelings you to others give.